It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, I want to give a huge shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. Now, with over 50 years of experience, they've built a reputation you can walk on. Literally. See, get what they did there? From domestic to commercial carpets, flooring and vinyl, their team covers it all nationwide. And the best part, they offer a free measure and sample service so you can see and feel the quality before you buy. Now, you can call them right now on 01847 3320. That's 01847 3320. Or you can visit them in store at Harmonstown Road in Artane, or on Main Street in Rush, right beside the Strand Bar. So whether you're renovating one room or an entire space, remember the name, Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, cutting carpets every day. And my thanks to Jer and Nigel and the entire team at Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture for being the current sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast. And if you are looking for any flooring done, please give a bit of business their way as a thank you for supporting the Opinions Matter podcast. So what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? Porrick has been in touch with us, and Porrick says the following. I've a topic for you, but I know you won't talk about it because you like to stick with the lefty government agenda. That's a good start, Porrick. We are actually talking about it. I was talking to a girl I work with from Ukraine this morning, and she told me she's going home for 2 weeks to see her family next month. She came to Ireland after the war started and has no intentions of going home from what I can see. Surely, if it's safe enough for her to holiday there, it is safe enough for her to F off home. Why are we still taking in and entertaining these refugees when it is safe for most of them to go home? I saw your post yesterday about something similar and just thought I'd give my two cents. I told her if it's safe to go home, she should stay there and take all her fellow Ukrainians with her, and she accused me of being a racist. This is an effing joke. Betches won't touch this, says Porrick. Now, how the worm has turned, as they say, because originally, back in 2022, when this war broke out in February 2022, we were all, oh, we have to take them in, we have to take them in, we have to look after them. And we literally opened our arms. We welcomed them in. But now things have changed. And we now want them to go back home again. What's that?
There's a couple of issues here. First of all, she's working, so I wouldn't be too concerned about her. But in general, I get it. If it's safe to go home, if they can go home on a holiday, then it's safe enough for them to go home and stay home.
Okay, the war is still on.
Not all over Ukraine.
The war is still on. No. The Russians are still lobbing missiles into Ukraine. They're lobbing drones into Ukraine.
There are very safe parts of Ukraine.
There are bombs, there are explosions going off in all parts of Ukraine.
But then if that's the case, then how come so many of them can go home for a holiday and come back? Now, if they're working and they want to contribute to society, pay taxes and, you know, not be a general burden on the Irish taxpayer, fair enough. You're more than welcome. But the ones who,
well, in this case, the Pori is talking about, this individual is actually working.
But this is different, okay?
Because I was talking to a girl I work with.
Okay, well, she works, so she wouldn't be an issue for me.
She works for Pori.
He's probably a bit one step further than me. But I do have to say, I do get a little chill in my spine every time I drive by a local hotel in my area. You know the one I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's closed off to the public. It used to have a lovely restaurant in it because it's full of Ukrainians. Full of them. So not only are we losing the money that is being given to them, you know, their keep and everything else, mm-hmm. but we're also losing the tourism the money that would be generated from tourists who would have actually spent money to stay in the hotel. And I'm like,
as I said,
when is enough?
When this war broke out, we literally threw our doors open. Come on, come on, let us mind you. Let us come on over here. Please come and come and stay in Ireland.
But it's like having someone come into your home. You try and help them while they're giving them a dig out, okay? The situation gets a bit better. I'm not saying everywhere, but...
You're making it sound like this war is over. This war is not over,
I'm not
Katie.
Saying it's over.
And anybody who thinks it is wrong.
Parts. There are parts where tension is high and there's parts where people are safe. And there's no reason if you are from one of the safe areas in Ukraine that you cannot go home now. It's like having someone come to your home. You say, I'll give you a dig out while you're, you know, getting back on your feet. And once things are good, off you go again. When people keep taking from you, you start to exhaust your wealth. They start to exhaust your welcome. They start to exhaust your generosity. And you get to a point where you're like, no, you know what? This country's in shite. The country needs to be seriously overhauled. The whole thing needs an overhaul. And something needs to change because people are coming in and they're ripping the piss. And they're doing it at the expense of the Irish taxpayer. Myself, yourself, a lot of listeners listening now. And you have to say to yourself at some point, when is enough enough? They don't need to be here. Go home.
Again, Katie, I can't stress enough, the war in Ukraine is not over. I was reading earlier on, for example, that Russian drones flying over Ukraine are targeting civilians. So people are still being killed on a daily basis.
Every part of Ukraine, Adrian.
I don't care. The country is still at war. The country has been invaded.
There's parts of Ukraine that are very safe.
Okay, would you go on a holiday there?
No, I wouldn't. But if people,
there you go.
There are people who obviously consider it safe enough to do so because this, as this guy who contacted us said, his colleague, who I don't have a problem with because I said, like I said, she's working. She's not a hindrance on society and on the Irish taxpayer. But she can go home and come back. Plus, she's going home to family who are okay to be over there because if it's so dangerous, why are her family still over there? Not all of Ukraine is being bombed. Not all of Ukraine is being attacked by Russia. There are very safe parts. There are parts that people can't. I mean, it's just gone ridiculous now. It's gone ridiculous because, and everyone's coming over here because they know they'll get the sweet little Irish handouts, little Emerald Isle Ireland.
So you believe then, let me just make sure I understand you. You believe that people from Ukraine should go home if they don't have a job and if they're from a part of Ukraine.
That's safe to do so.
But again, I will argue with you, Katie, there is no safe part of Ukraine. The Russians are likely to lob a bloody missile on any part of the country.
There's so many travelling back home to visit their families.
They're taking a chance. They're taking a chance by going back.
But then at what point? So at what point does it stop? When does it stop?
So you want them all to go home?
If you're not working and it's safe for you to go home, go home.
Define safe. Again, I'm going around in circles here. Okay, so you say to this lady, off you go, back home. So she goes back home and a week later the Russians decide to lob a missile into the town that she moved back home to.
Listen, Adrian, not to cast a net out a bit further here, further in Ukraine, there's a lot of asylum seekers and refugees here who are from safe countries. Okay, Ukraine...
That's not the conversation we're having today.
No, but... There are people coming over here claiming that they are unsafe, that they're I know there are genuine ones and absolutely help anyone who genuinely needs it. But if you are from an area that's safe or not just Ukraine, anywhere, unless you're willing to work, go away. Unless you're willing to work and come over here and can give something back. Don't come over here looking for handouts with your hands out. Do you know what I mean? No. I think at some point you have to say enough is enough. I mean, the country's gone to the dogs. You look at education, health, everything. Can't get teachers.
And that's because of the Ukrainians, is it?
No, can't get teachers, can't get doctors, can't get nurses.
God, I hope this country is never at war and people don't say piss off, go back home. It's not your chance of a bomb falling on your head are smaller. 0858252626 is our number. Let me bring in Stephen.
Hi there, lads. I just think it's a disgraceful carry on where that message came from. I'm pretty certain it's from a social welfare person that's never worked a day in their life. These Ukrainians are over for a short period of time. They could be here forever, I don't know. But everyone I met on my bus, they're very nice. And best part of them are actually working at this moment in time. And if I had all the money, if I had a way of controlling the money in this government, I would totally invest the money on Ukrainians more than the Irish, because I find the Irish are very selfish. They go out, they don't work, they get free this, free that. They're just as bad as a Ukraine, as they put it, and it pisses me off. A lot of Ukrainians, as I say, are doctors in GPs near me, and they're doing something about themselves on top of the whole world has been turned upside down. But then you give money to Irish people and they tend to just piss up the wall. They've no time, they've no respect. Ireland has gone really bad, and I'm not very proud of this country anymore. It's gone really, really bad. I used to be very fond of Ireland. I'm a tourbus driver. I drive them Americans all around Ireland, and I love my job, but all this hate speech puts me off living in my own country. And it's usually down to uneducated social welfare heads. I would love nothing more to live in Dublin. I can't afford to live in Dublin. Myself and my wife works very hard, and we still can't live in Dublin. And then you get these social welfare that have all the time in the world to put this hate speech out. It's ridiculous, and I'm not happy about it. Thanks anyway. Enjoy the show. Take care, lads.
I genuinely, I'm not even joking. I genuinely find it really sad that so many of our hotels are being lost to refugees. I find it so sad that tourists...
Can I just tell you, the hotels aren't that sad because they're raking the money in.
But
they're happy as. That's why they have
Of course, the hotel owners are going to take the money.
Correct.
But just in terms of, you know, the money that tourism generates in Ireland, there's so many hotels now that are out of action. I'm not even going to name the hotels because they'll probably be attacked and I don't want that. But there's so many hotels that are literally being completely closed off to the public, and even not even for overnight stays, the restaurants, the bars, being to give people who don't need asylum a lot of the time asylum. It's such
okay,
a waste.
But some people do need asylum. People do need a roof over their head. Katie, you're not living in a country where there are bombs being dropped on your bloody head. Thank God. We live in an extremely safe country.
That war.
There is no risk of a bomb landing on your head tonight.
That war is not nationwide.
It is nationwide.
It's not. There's parts of Ukraine. There's people still living there since the whole war kicked off, and they're fine.
Okay, there are people that were living there and aren't fine because they've been killed.
But I'm not talking about the people who actually are from areas that are unsafe. I'm not saying don't help people who aren't safe. Obviously help people whose lives are in danger.
Again, define safe, Katie.
Be able to live without dying.
Ukraine was invaded by Russia. Russia has been lobbing missiles into the country for 2.5 years.
How many Africans?
Define
how
safe. Many Africans this isn't about Africans.
This is about
Ukrainians. No. I'm not going down the road of talking about Africans.
Of course you wouldn't.
This is about Ukrainians and the fact that their country is at war with an invading
not
neighbor.
The whole country.
So a bit of the country is at war.
A bit of the country. If it's safe for you to be at home, go home. Unless you want to come over and work. Anybody, you know what really fuckers me off is the Ukrainians over here, or anybody who comes to Ireland doesn't even bother to learn the bloody language. I'm not talking the Irish language. I'm talking about basic English to integrate with society. It's the coming over and expecting more and more and more. Give me what I want. I want to live where I want. I want to live near a bus stop. I want to
live
here.
Okay, let me bring in some calls on this. Our number is 085-825-2626. Porrick, the message basically says the Ukrainians should go home. What's your view on this?
Well, at the end of the day, I had this conversation with Horan Doors last year. I says, once they get a slice of Ireland's welfare wonderland, they ain't going nowhere.
Okay, so you believe that a lot of people from Ukraine are here because they have gotten some handouts, is that it?
Well, not just Ukraine, as you well know, Adrian. There's roughly 200 countries in the world. You can say it's 199 of them. Obviously, via the internet, have heard about Ireland's welfare wonderland. And at this juncture, Ireland, Republic of Ireland, has the highest welfare rates in the world.
Okay, again, that's all wonderful statistics. I'm asking the question. I don't want to talk about people from any other country. I want to talk about Ukrainians. 2.5 years ago, when Russia invaded Ukraine, we opened the doors and we said, come on over here, let us help you.
Yeah.
Why have we changed?
Well, why have we changed? Because we've seen the debacle at Christmas when apparently... there's only certain parts of Ukraine that are actually apparently war-torn. When's the last time you heard people go home for Christmas vacations? That's to a war-torn country. You couldn't make it up. And then to add insult to injury, apparently prior to that, what came out in the Freedom of Information Act was basically then we paid another £1 million to bring the pets over initially. You couldn't make this up.
So you're arguing basically what Katie was saying, that if it's safe enough for you to go home for a holiday at Christmas, which a lot of Ukrainians may do, you're saying it's safe enough for you to move back there and stay there.
Exactly. But look, as the old saying goes, Adrian, all you have to do is follow the money. It's not rocket science. It's the same all over the world. You follow the money. And it, at the end of the day, if they're going back to poverty, which most of them lived in prior to coming here, why are they going to go back there? Obviously, their children went to school here. They make friends. They're here 2 years, 2.5 years. There was a survey done, I think it was last year, on RTE, surprise, surprise. 55% of Ukrainians would actually talk to the people, said they're not going that, they're not going back. So look, that's not just me saying this.
Okay, well, what about the Ukrainians that, and many of them are, who are working in this country? As we know, we have full employment at the moment. We need workers. If a Ukrainian is here in this country and working, are they welcome to stay?
Well, I would say anybody at this juncture. I used to be against this, what let's call it what it is, the great replacement. But at the end of the day, Adrian, at this juncture, the thing about multicultural, it's irreversible. So I've come to the conclusion now, you cannot reverse this, but I've come to the conclusion if they're not involved in crime or sponging off the welfare system, I don't have a problem with them. I don't care where they're from. There's a lot of people come in here to Ireland.
Okay, if they're supporting themselves, if they're working, if they're not in any way a drain on the state, then they're welcome to stay. If they are claiming benefits or whatever, then they should go back home.
Correct. If they're gainfully employed enough, acting a maggot, I haven't got a problem with it anymore, to be quite honest.
Okay, so again, a lot of people from Ukraine arrived into this country with little or no English, which has made them getting a job all the more difficult. Some of them have improved their English over the last 2 years, others maybe not so much. But you believe that unless you're integrated into Irish society, working, paying your taxes, then regardless of the risk of you being sent home, you should go back home.
Exactly. Like a sort of risk of repeating myself. And then, of course, you have it from this so-called the establishment, so-called intelligentsia. They pontificate to the populace, telling us, for example, there is no correlation between crime and immigration. Now, there is, in every race, everybody knows there's bogeys. Now, if anybody tries to insult my intelligence, I'd say, come up to the circuit court or the district court with me any given day, look at the names on the charge sheets, and then still tell me there's no correlation between unvetted immigration and crime.
I don't want to talk about unvetted migrants. I want to talk about Ukrainians because, as we recall, back in 2022, Ukrainians were given the same rights as European Union citizens. Okay, so even though they're not members of the European Union, they were treated by the European Union as European Union citizens.
But it's 2 years on now.
So they were welcomed into the continent.
It's two years on now.
Two and a half years on now, and the war is still going on, Katie.
Give people who need it. Not everybody needs it. I want our hotels back. I want tourism back.
So the hotels are more important than bombs landing on people's heads.
There's not bombs.
Send them back and risk a bomb landing on their head.
If there's bombs landing on their heads, or if they're at risk of that, obviously help them.
But okay, Pórik, let me just come back to the point. Let me just come back to the point that Ukraine is a country that is, whether we like it or not, still at war with Russia. Russia has not in any way relaxed its desire to take over Ukraine. They are there to stay. The war still continues. For example, you can't fly into Ukraine. All of Ukraine's airspace, for example, is closed.
That's a security thing. The point is that there are parts of Ukraine...
Oh, a security thing for what reason? Because the country's at war.
the point is that there are people living in Ukraine that haven't left since the war started because they're safe, they're in safer parts of Ukraine.
No, they're taking their chances. They're taking their chances.
Let's look at Ukraine and maps. Let's see where in the maps are at war or what parts are in danger.
I'm aware of the parts of Ukraine that are most at risk.
Aren't.
But there is no part that is not at risk of the Russians lobbing a bloody missile in. None. No part of the country is not at risk.
But you could say that anywhere.
No, you couldn't say that about Dublin. There's no chance of a missile landing in Dublin or any part of the Republic of Ireland anytime soon.
But how many Ukrainians are still coming into Ireland here every day?
I don't know. I don't have figures for that. Stay there for a second, Pádraig. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this, like Nolene has.
Hi, guys. Sorry I can't come on. I agree totally with Katie. How many Irish are living hand-to-mouth, have no homes, sleeping on the street? How many children are in hostels with their parents? Like, I see the town I'm in. You cannot get housing. And why is that? Because of all everybody else being housed and the Irish are just put to the back of it. I agree with Katie. Out they go, back to where they came from. And the reason they go over, it's not because they take a chance. They go over because they've made enough money over here to bring it back. One comes over and next thing their sister, their aunts, their uncles, their grandmother, who's an uncle of their dog, comes over. When is it going to stop? When are the Irish government going to stop?
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How are you doing, guys?
Robbie, the original message, our first caller, other messages that we're getting in are all saying, go back to Ukraine.
Right. Katie, can I just put a scenario for you, please?
Yeah, go on ahead there.
Let's say now, as I said in the voice note, that you didn't get around to saying it, but let's say we send them home and to one of the areas that you deem to be safe. And a month later, the Russians decide to bomb that area and it kills hundreds, thousands, mm-hmm. whatever.
Which, by the way, is not outside the realms of possibility.
No, of course not. Like, what do you say then, Katie? You go, oh well.
Like, Katie seems to have this impression that Vladimir Putin looks at the map of Ukraine and says, no, don't go near that bit. We don't want to attack that bit at all.
I don't think that at all. But I think that if they're going to stay here, if they are going to stay here, they have to work. If it's that bad, then get over here and work. If they're not going to work, then they should go.
A lot of them are working.
What about all the Irish who are involved in crime, B, sponging on the dole?
I'll be the first to call them out as well. I'll be the first to say that they're scumbags, they're leeches, they're parasites, they're flea bags.
And that last caller who talked about immigration and crime.
Sorry?
That last caller was talking about immigration and crime. I recently was called up for jury duty and there was 8 cases read out that needed juries for that particular week. Every one of those names that you were caught with, because you read the charge, I don't know if you've ever done jury duty, they read the charges, everyone's there and then you pick the jury for whatever. Every one of them, all 8 of them, all Irish.
Okay, but that's besides the point. And I know today is about Ukrainians, right? I know today is specifically about Ukrainians, but I do have to cast the net out further and say that Ireland are taking in not just Ukrainians, other people from a lot of countries that are safe and can go home.
Okay, but again, Casey, we're talking today.
It's not relevant.
This particular country, Ukraine, was invaded 2.5 years ago, and we Irish, along with the rest of Europe, said, we'll look after you.
There's only
come on
so much
in.
We can do.
No, listen, I agree with you. The country is getting to the full side. But as Adrian says,
this isn't
talking about immigration as a whole. This is talking about specifically, wants the Ukrainians to all fuck off home, to a war-torn country.
But not safe to live there.
They're not going over sitting on the fucking beach,
You know that they're not going over and having a great time, do you? Because from what I hear, there's plenty going over there having a great old barney with the family there and then coming home. If they're okay to holiday, why are they not okay to stay? I'm not talking about the ones who are working. I am talking about
this guy
strangers.
Is. This guy wants them all. Wants everyone.
The original message is talking about somebody who's working.
Well,
Do you work? Yes, you can stay. Do you work? No, fuck off. Do you work? Yes, you can stay. It doesn't matter if they're looking after kids or whatever.
No, you pay tax, you work, you contribute to society, you pay your own way, you look after yourself, you don't expect us to do it. You're welcome.
Okay, how would you feel if that person that you're saying get back home because you're not working heads back home to Lviv in western Ukraine and moves back in with their mammy, and the next thing a bloody bomb lands on their house? You're going to feel guilty about that,
but
no?
But they're going back for holidays.
They're taking a chance. They're taking a risk doing that. Moving
family,
back home,
no, Adrian,
is
no.
a completely
we're,
different ball game.
We are a small country who can only do so much. I think we have done. We've went.
We're also a very, 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 very wealthy country.
We are a very wealthy country, but for a very wealthy country, how many people in their 30s and 40s are living with their parents because they can't buy houses?
Don't get me wrong. Yeah, listen, the government has seriously fucked up.
How many people, people born and bred will never be able to buy homes here? We'll have to leave and go somewhere else to work and buy homes because it's just not a possibility here.
Again,
there's no future for young people in
immigration
in their 20s.
This isn't because of immigration.
Future.
This is the government selling all these houses to voucher funds and all that. It
absolutely is. The fact of the matter is, Katie, as I said, the war in Ukraine has not ended. The war in Ukraine is continuing. We're just become used to the whole thing, basically. And it's become kind of background noise. But the fact of the matter is that the war is still ongoing. And Robbie, as far as you're concerned, we still need to look after the Ukrainians that are here.
Yeah, no, I do agree that, you know, as I said, I have agreed that, you know, the country's not getting to the full side if we're not already there. But, you know, when the Irish were all leaving, I know it's 170 years ago now, but we were welcome to the other countries. People say, oh, but we went over there and we worked and we built that country. No, we didn't. Not all, but some people did. But there was plenty of strangers went to these countries. And it was very different people back then, though.
Okay, so you know, as far as you're concerned, we need to continue to return the favour, basically.
I think so, yeah.
All right. Do me a favour. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Let me bring in Eddie.
Here's the thing, right? Me as an Irish person, say if I was homeless, I'd get no help. But if I left the country and came back in as identified as Ukrainian, I'd get fucking more help than I'd get as a fucking native citizen. And this Ukrainian AOP programme where you get 200 quid a week towards accommodation, and you see it all online on Facebook and certain groups, and they're saying, I'm looking for a room. I've got 800 quid there a month. Plus I'll add to it for me fucking wages. And I'm like, hold on. If I work full time, why don't I get fucking 800 quid off the government? It's a joke.
Here's another WhatsApp voice note from Jonathan.
Good afternoon, boys and girls. How are you getting on today? Now, by all means, if these people come home for holidays, they should not be allowed back into this country. They're running for fucking war they want to go back to for the holiday season. Absolutely scandalous behaviour. This kind of nonsense has to stop in this country. It really, really has to stop. It's an absolute blatant joke to take advantage of us at this stage, boys and girls. It really, really is. All right, have a great day.
Darren, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Darren?
Good afternoon, Adrian. How's things?
Good, thanks, Darren. What did you want to say on this?
Okay, first of all, is it or is it not illegal to enter a country with no passport?
It is. I don't know what that's got to do with the conversation that we want to have today.
Adrian, people are claiming to be Ukrainian when they're coming from England and coming from safe countries. There's lads from Algeria come and claim to be Ukrainian just to try and get all the benefits. The minute you say you're Ukrainian, you will be sorted out. Rodrigo Gorman said 2.5 years ago, in every language in Europe, come to Ireland, you will have a house and everything within 6 months. Or 6 weeks, was it? That's why we got a serious influx of refugees. And you see Ukrainians going around, Ukrainian cars, and I see a 231 ML, Mercedes MLG, at the Dole office there last week. And you won't get in to get a Dole in a 231 Merc Jeep.
And the point you're making is what exactly?
Because they're coming over to scam. Only 30% of them are actually working.
So let me ask you then, how did you feel? How did you feel at the start of all this when Russia invaded Ukraine? How did you feel about us taking in people from Ukraine?
I felt, yeah, we should be taking them in. But the longer this goes on, I realise that they're just scamming us. And the people are claiming to be Ukrainian when they're not. I don't blame the Ukrainians. I blame the government.
Now, as you know, a couple of weeks ago, the government announced that allowances that were given to Ukrainians, where they could claim the same social welfare payment that Irish citizens were entitled to, 200 and odd euro a week, those claims are reduced now after a certain amount of months. So you're only allowed to get 40 odd quid now. So
when that happens to them, they will just go on to the social welfare and get job seekers allowed. So it's the same thing, adding to our already fucked up system.
No, you're missing the point. If you are from Ukraine, you are only allowed to claim a very limited welfare allowance after a period of time. So it's been cut right back.
Yeah, but that was only the emergency payment, but they will just go straight on to the job seekers allowance.
I'm just going to ask a very simple question here. If it's at risk, and the risk is that high, which you claim it is, Adrian, yeah? Why go back on a holiday? If the risk is that, if the chance, the likelihood
I
is
personally
that,
wouldn't go back on a holiday, but some people are prepared to take the risk in order to visit their granny or whatever.
I'm sorry, no. You don't go back to somewhere that you think there's a high chance you're going to get bombed. Would you? Why are people not going back to Gaza?
Because they're going to get bombed.
Because there's a high chance they're going to get bombed. They're not holidaying in Gaza because Gaza
is okay,
in
shit. So Darren, originally you were saying, yes, come on over, we'll look after you, you poor things, the Russians are after invading. What has changed, though? The Russians have still invaded.
What's changed is people are seeing what's going on in this country with the Ukrainians taking advantage. Meanwhile, the Irish are absolutely struggling. I mean, I'm working all my life, and I would have to jump through I don't know how many hoops to try and get a medical card. But if you're Ukrainian or claim to be Ukrainian, you will get everything handed to you on a plate. Now, how is that fair to the Irish people? Just answer that question. How is that fair? It's not fair.
So your sympathy for the Ukrainians has worn out, basically. Is that what you're saying?
Of course it has. It's nearly 3 years on, like. If it, as Katie said, if it was that safe, why on earth would you go and they just? And then we were paying for their pets to come over here as well. More of
yeah, that was the
wasted.
Best. That was the best. Like over $1 million or something spent on their pets coming over and getting vaccinated and microchipped and everything. I'm sorry, but
and that's true.
Seriously.
That's true. Stephen there, that was on, 10 minutes ago, saying that all these people are going to be our doctors. Is he... He's living under a rock.
But Darren, there are some extremely highly qualified individuals, like the person probably driving the car that you were talking about, who could well be a doctor or some highly qualified individual, who have left their country and are living here now. Just because you're...
Yeah, but Adrian, if I was going for a medical card or the dollar app, I'd be means tested. Why aren't the Ukrainians being means tested? If you're a rich Ukrainian and a poor Ukrainian, you will still get the same amount of money in this country. How is that right? And I've never been on the dole and probably never will. But if I was Ukrainian, I'd get it within a heartbeat.
Okay, so you've now seen an initial wave of sympathy for Ukrainians being invaded by Russia. That has now turned into your belief that we're dealing with a crowd of gangsters, a crowd of chancers who are just here to fleece our system where they could easily go home.
Now, I didn't say not all of them are, but the vast majority are chancers.
Okay, so who would you send home if you could?
I would do the process for asylum way quicker than it's already been done and figure out the fake deals. We don't just issue a deportation, we actually deport them. This issue in deportation is nonsense. We actually leave these people. You can go home there if you want, you've been deported, but you can stay here if you want as well. No one goes home. No one goes to be deported. They all just stay here and nothing is followed at all. Nothing.
Okay, stay there for a second. You might be shocked by this message from Nick that came in to us just before we started recording today. And Nick says, lads, please keep me anonymous. I actually look after a disabled person full time for work. This woman has welcomed a Ukrainian woman and her daughter into her home, knowing their life was under threat in their own country. They've been here 3 years roughly. The Ukrainian lady still works full time for a Ukrainian company and pays no tax here. The government give €800 to this lady per month to support these refugees. When what they use in gas, electric, Wi-Fi bins and so on, the €800 barely covers the cost. Anyway, what really annoys me is that the Ukrainian lady told me herself there is no longer war where she lived. She has gone back so far this year 3 times for 3 week holidays at a time. Same last year. She said she will be here until the government give her a nice house. I myself work full time, as does my partner, and have 3 kids. I've been on the housing list nearly 16 years and have never been offered anything. I've no issues with people fleeing from war to safety, but I think this case absolutely takes the piss from us. And that's from a lady called
Nick. That's infuriating. Stay there. Go home and stay there. Go home and just stay there. Don't come back. We don't want you.
Matt, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Matt?
How are you? Not too bad.
Now, Matt, what do you want to say on this?
Oh, Jesus. There's so much I want to say. Fucking hell. I'm sitting here fuming, listening to the bollocks that's coming out of people's mouth. First of all, the message you just got is probably bullshit. People make up stuff all the time, as you see, you know, girls being raped and fingerless by migrants and all that shite. So that's probably bollocks made up by someone who has an agenda. Sitting here listening to Katie moaning about the we can't get teachers, we can't get doctors. I left Ireland in 2013, right? Because I wanted to be a teacher. Mm-hmm. And the fucking pay is so shit that there's no point in me living in the country being a teacher. So I left not because a Ukrainian fella lived in down the road or someone came from Nigeria. I didn't leave because of that. I left because the government pays teachers so shitty. There's no fucking point in me staying in the country.
That's a great point, Matthew. But do you not think then the government could keep the money that they're spending on refugees who don't need to be here and pay teachers better? That's my point. Maybe you would have stayed if there was hope for your future here in Ireland that wasn't being given to refugees.
That's a great point. Or they could, you know, actually take the money from Apple and fucking pay people. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But the fact is, it's not the fault of those people that the government is so shit at their job.
Okay, so what do you make then? Yeah. And you're a regular listener to our podcast from the far side of the world, where you now live. What do you make of this changing attitude that we're witnessing from the Irish towards the Ukrainians that we welcomed with open arms? That attitude has now changed. What do you make of that?
To be honest, there's a couple of things that I make of this. First thing is that I think Irish people have a very closed mind view of the world. They travel to Spain, they travel to Portugal, they travel to Lanzarote, and that's pretty much it. So they have a very closed view of the world. So when they see someone who doesn't look exactly like them coming in and moving into a house...
Oh, that's very elitist of you, Matthew. That's very elitist of you.
Is it very elitist?
Oh, that's very elitist, yeah. Yeah, no, I'd say that's probably a little bit of a snobby attitude to have, that if you haven't travelled around the world or gone to Egypt or Thailand or anywhere else, you're uncultured and therefore cannot have an opinion. That, to me, is an elitist, snobby comment to make. That's not the case. People just see what's happening in their own country on their doorstep. The point is, Matthew, you wouldn't have had to leave the country if you were paid better.
The guy left the country 15 years ago. We didn't have an influx of refugees or foreigners 13 years ago.
The point is that now the government could write that. People like Matthew, okay, this is going back 15 years, but teachers are still leaving in their droves today. If the government took the money...
So we'll blame all of that. We'll blame that on the refugees, will we?
Yeah, that all goes
down
to the foreigners.
Let's just blame the foreigners and everything.
How much does Ireland pay in foreign aid now?
What's that got to do with the price of tomatoes?
Hang on,
Katie,
can I ask, they can't buy
a house. They know they'll never own their own home. There's no hope. There's no future. People in their 20s are literally saying, where can I go anywhere else in the world where I can own my own home, where I can be comfortable and not have my landlord tell me, well, listen, you're out next month, I'm selling up or whenever. Because right now, the government are not focusing on their own people. So the people born and bred here, the people who've paid taxes here, the people who've been brought up here...
So let's blame the foreigners on all this.
Foreign aid.
Katie, this conversation, and again, I'm going to stop you. Don't bother your arse Googling foreign aid, because that's not what this conversation is. This conversation...
Sorry, Ireland paid...
I'm cutting you off. Because the fact of the matter is, this conversation is about Ukrainians, not about foreign aid, not about people coming from Africa.
It's all relevant.
It's not.
Our own people can't...
Sorry, it's not relevant. moment. Sorry, Matthew. The changing attitude we're hearing in the last while towards Ukrainian refugees, what do you think of this?
So I wasn't saying, I'm not trying to be elitist when I'm saying people, some people in Ireland have a narrow view. There is a very narrow view by a lot of people in Ireland who just see it from the prism of being Irish. Do you know what I mean? And like, it's so infuriating to listen to Katie sometimes because there's a subtle racism behind everything she says. She tries to hide it a little.
Don't you dare accuse me of being racist. Don't you bloody dare.
He said a subtle racism. There is.
How is there?
Get the foreigners out. Get the foreigners out. It's not the first time on this podcast.
At the start of this show, Matthew, if you were listening, I mean, you're a teacher. For someone who claims to be a teacher, you don't listen so well, do you? At the start of this show, I said, I don't care who you are, where you're from. If you work, you're welcome. And I say it about the Irish people who don't work. I call them flea bags. I call them leeches. I call them parasites. I call them scumbags. It's the same. Nobody in this country should expect a free ride. And the government, and I'm not angry at
them. Except for Irish people who expect a free ride. They're allowed to get it.
Don't you dare call me a racist because I can see the state of the country that I live in. That my kids are probably grow up.
Sorry,
let me speak. You've called me a racist. You can damn bloody well let me reply to that. I am not a racist. Yeah. I am the daughter, of a foreign man. I am the daughter of a foreign man.
But still,
came over here,
on
let me
several episodes of this podcast, you have said words to the effect of send the foreigners home, we don't want them here.
The only reason that I don't say it about the Irish who don't work is because where are you going to send them? Anybody who doesn't work and who is in a leech on society, they shouldn't be. It shouldn't be allowed to happen.
Okay, again, Matthew, I'll come back to you about your view on this, that the changing attitude towards Ukrainians. Why do you think that's happening?
Well, like I said, there's a couple of reasons. I think the biggest reason is that the government in Ireland is so fucking shit at their job that instead of fixing the problems, they leave it. They take how long have they been building the children's hospital? How much is it costing? Right? So they're just incompetent at their job. They get voted in every fucking time. Right? And it's easier for them to let Irish people get pissed off at people who are coming to the country because of whatever reason. And I hate this argument that, well, Nigeria isn't at war. No, Nigeria isn't at war. But what about gay people who are being killed in Nigeria? What about people who are from countries that aren't war-torn, but because they might have a different opinion to the government, they're being killed or imprisoned for life and tortured? Refugees don't have to come from a war-torn place. So they have a convenient fucking scapegoat where you say, all right, it's all that person's fault. The reason that I couldn't get a house isn't because of refugees. It isn't because someone gets a house on a housing list. The reason I couldn't afford a house in Ireland is because it's so fucking expensive because the government sells the land off to the highest bidder. They spent so much money trying to make sure they didn't get 13 billion euro from Apple. Yep. They spent money to not get that money.
Okay, I think a lot of people would agree with everything you're saying there. But you're arguing that this should not be taken out on people like the Ukrainians who are here to flee war.
It would be like me walking into the studio, slapping Adrian, and then like Adrian getting annoyed at Katie. Jesus, why didn't you stop him?
That's a great analogy.
The point there about it's because the government selling off the land is nothing to do with refugees. I understand it's not directly, but there's so much money being sent out in foreign aid. There's so much money being, you know,
it's minuscule.
Stop talking.
It's minuscule.
It would help people buy homes.
It's still
Irish people buy homes so
Katie, we happen to live, thank God, in one of the wealthiest nations in the world.
And
part of what we do as a nation is we contribute to nations that aren't the wealthiest nations in the world.
Put my microphone off when you don't like to hear what I'm saying. The point is that if the government spent less on asylum seekers who don't need to be here, I'm not talking about the ones who do need to be here, obviously help them, the ones whose lives are really in danger, but so much money is being spent on foreign aid and on asylum seekers that don't need to be here. They can be safe at home. They're just coming over.
Right, can I count on that?
Yeah, go on, Matthew.
I just want to ask you a question. In the 70s and 80s and the 90s, when the EU was pumping money into Ireland to make it a more developed country, there was governments and people in other countries complaining about the fact that money was being sent to Ireland to build the country into what it is.
That's exactly right.
you would not have had the opportunities that you had in your life and that your kids will have in their life without the investment into the country from other countries.
Matthew,
so complaining about foreign aid is such a fucking contradiction.
No.
Because you're then saying...
Because it is literally... It is literally foreign aid through the European Union that helped to build this country.
Where does it stop? We've done our bit. Where does it stop, Matthew?
No. Sorry, Katie, just hang on.
I'm not saying that it should be completely open borders and everyone should be allowed to come in and there shouldn't be any rules and regulations.
You are agreeing with me, so... And Adrian, whatever about you saying to Matthew.
Okay, we can't hear both of you.
Adrian, to insinuate that I'm a racist...
I didn't say you were racist.
Undertones here, I find that disgusting.
No, I said that.
And
it was actually Matthew who said it, but all I said was
I want an apology, Adrian, I'm not joking.
You regularly on this show, Katie, say things like foreigners, we don't want you, go back home. You do.
You're constantly silencing me every time you don't like what I'm saying.
Today.
No. Because if you're not working and you're not providing anything and it's safe for you to go home, yes, go home. There's no need for you to be here.
What about the ones who are not allowed to work? You know, most people in direct provision and refugees are not allowed to work.
There's plenty who can work and don't. And I would like, Adrian, I would like you to apologise.
For what?
For you when Matthew said that I'm a racist, you more or less backed it up.
No, I didn't back it up. All I said was you regularly make statements. Just listen to previous podcasts, Katie. You regularly on this podcast say things like foreigners aren't welcome, go back home. You do.
When have I ever said on this podcast the words foreigners aren't welcome? You will never hear me saying that.
The overall tone of what you say on this podcast is all the same.
It's a thing of put the Irish first. I get very
in
like
our own country,
if you were in a hospital
in our own country.
But if you were in a hospital and you saw someone, right, two people with the same illness, would you turn around and say, right, well, that Irish person has to go first?
I would say whoever got there first and needs the help more. That's what I would say.
Okay. Yeah, like, but then you can't...
I'm sorry, Adrian, I do, and genuinely, I do want to... I want you to take that back because it's insulting, it's offensive, and it's incorrect. It's factually incorrect.
I never said you were a racist.
You backed up what he said.
No, I didn't, Katie. I said you regularly... You regularly on this... And I'll reiterate it. You regularly on this podcast have an anti-immigrant stance. And you do, I don't care what you want to say. I'll drag out all the other podcasts to prove the point.
I have an anti-immigrant stance.
Ireland. That's all I'm saying.
I have help people who need it. Who need it. We're not given... The people who are getting the help aren't all people who need it. Absolutely give it to people from anywhere who are actually genuinely in danger or need the help. People who are coming in looking for a free ride on the Irish taxpayer, you better believe I'm going to say go fuck off.
How do you decide that?
That's exactly the point I've been trying to make all along. How do you tell a Ukrainian that particular town that you're from is completely safe, off you go back home?
This cements everything I say. You say something that it doesn't go with a certain narrative that Adrian has.
It's not a narrative. It is a narrative.
You are censored, you shut me back off, and branded a racist. So you've literally censored me and called me racist. So well done. You've proven my point.
Can I give you another analogy?
Please do, Matthew. I'm loving your analogies. Go on.
I know, yeah. It helps with the teaching, although apparently I'm a terrible teacher because I can't listen to what everyone's saying all the time. Katie, if you were living in an estate, right, and there was someone outside the estate and they were going to one or two or three people's houses, right, and they're walking in and stabbing people and shooting people, would you be all right if somebody said, no, listen, hang on a second, you have to stay in your house because that person's only stabbing them? Now, you might come down here, there's a chance, but, you know, you'll be grand, just stay over there, it's fine. Like, that's the logic behind saying, well, parts of the Ukraine are safe. Yeah, they're safe now, but they could drop a fucking bomb on them in a week.
Okay.
I'm going to make my point again.
It's very simple, all right? And if you can just listen, it's very, very simple. If you need help and you are coming from anywhere in the world, absolutely come in. We will help you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Fake refugees who are over here for handouts.
We're talking about Ukrainians today, Katie.
No. Matthew called me a racist and you pretty much backed up what he said. So let's talk about the general thing of race, okay? I don't care where you're from. I don't care the color of your skin. I don't care what your name is. I don't care what your religion is. You come into this country, you either work, or if you're coming in here and you can't work and you need asylum, fine, we welcome you. You want to come in and sponge off the government and I'm getting up every morning to go to work and you want to live off my taxes where you sit there scratching your bollocks? No, I'm sorry, that doesn't wash with me. No, it's the fake refugees.
Can I ask you a question about that?
I want to squeeze in another couple of calls. Go on, very
and
quickly.
And you silencing me, Adrian, just says a lot about you. Shame.
Right, yeah, very quick, very quick.
Relax.
How do you identify the ones that are sponging and the ones that actually
need to be there? That's exactly the point I've been trying to make all along.
I'm not the government. That's their job.
But unfortunately...
They have a reason to be there.
Yeah, unfortunately, what's happened of late, Katie, is the whole narrative towards Ukrainians has changed because people are lumping them all together. Oh, if a Ukrainian is able to go home on a holiday, then you should all go home on a holiday and stay there. That's the attitude I'm hearing from everybody.
Balls, Adrian?
Stay there for a second, Matthew. Let's go in just a moment to talk to Jay.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Jason, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jason?
Mammy, Daddy, stop fighting. Stop fighting, Mammy, Daddy. I'm in my room. I'm really a good boy. Please stop.
Yeah, indeed.
Stop. I think people are just fed up, Adrian. I don't think it's Ukrainians as such. I think it's just everything. And people feel like...
Okay, but again, as I said earlier on, at the very start of all of this, we did, as a nation, differentiate between Ukrainian refugees and all other refugees. And we treated Ukrainians in a special way because we could see what was happening to their country. That has changed now, though.
It has, because as I said, we're seeing them going back. You're getting Instagram pictures out of them in nightclubs. You know, and you can see why. And then when so many came over, it turned out they were from Pakistan and all, they were there studying. Then when they came over in the first wave, and people just thought, we're being taken advantage of. And as soon as got their money, most of them stopped coming.
We don't have as many coming over as we did at the start. But again, at the start, we were welcoming them because we felt genuinely sorry for them. We were advertising rooms to rent in our homes, all of that. But that has totally changed now. Why, I'm asking?
Because people are seeing, as I said, the money that's being spent. And your kids now line up in hospital, can't get doctor's appointments because we're being told there's no money to hire more doctors. Yet we're being told that all doctors and engineers coming across. When people see people going back to Ukraine and they're posting their 2 weeks holidays and they're all in Ukraine, they're going to get their teeth done and then they're coming back over here. I think the Irish think we're being taken advantage of.
Well, just because somebody is able to take a chance and go for a holiday to visit their granny.
It's not that taking a chance when you're seeing what's coming out, right? The war is in the northeast of the country and around the Donbass area over that way. You come down south over towards the west, there's nothing happening. There isn't. And Ukraine is a massive, massive country. It's called the breadbasket of Europe for a reason, because it's that massive. So I think Irish people are just starting to get fed up, because it seems to me when people come in, Irish people are pushed to the back. We've got to look after these as best as we can. It's like we have the little man syndrome. We want to show the world that we're such a small little island, but we can take on the world's problems.
Your war isn't bad enough anymore for us to feel sorry for you. That's really it. Not enough of you are being killed for us to care about you.
It's not that. It's the way they're going back and forward, Adrian. It's the way they're actually going back and forward to their own country on their week's holidays. I mean, last year, the year before, the Taoiseach said, and this is at the height of the war, should they allow to go back for a couple of days or 2 weeks? You don't go back into a war country if you're fleeing a war country, do you? I mean, we have it with a certain people next to us. They fled a war-torn country, but they go back for 6 weeks every year for some religious festival and take the whole family. But yet they live off the state in this country. They don't walk. Everything's paid for, council house, the whole lot.
So you're arguing that if you are the sort of person who has gone home to Ukraine for a holiday, you should be made to stay there. You should be told, don't come back.
Well, if you're able to go on holidays, I wouldn't personally go to Ukraine now on holidays because there's a war going on.
Correct.
Yeah. But so why would I go there on holidays?
Yeah, but you don't have family ties there that might draw you
going back to that family. I mean, there's a lot of scamming going on. See, what's had to happen in Ireland is we've been that sheltered all our lives. It's just been our own dole dodgers, right? And the scamming that comes out in Europe and Africa, we're 20, 30 years behind what goes on in these countries. They're vast countries with millions and millions of people. We're a small little rock with a few gobshites that can scam the system. I mean, if you look at the papers over the last couple of years, the big, big, big scamming social welfare cases, a lot of them are non-national because they're so far ahead of us on this type of stuff. And now we're just
unfortunately, we're being taken advantage of, Adrian, I think.
All right, Jay, thanks very much indeed for your call. Let me squeeze in a few more voice notes before we wrap this up. A huge interest in today's conversation. This is John.
Lads, I thought this was called Opinions Matter. I'm with Katie all the way. She's entitled to an opinion, and the two of you are shutting her down straight away. Fucking leave it out, AK, and you as well, Matty. Give a fucking over. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. It's called Opinions Matter for a reason. And she's fucking right. Where's the wealth? Where the fuck is it? Because I'm not fucking seeing it, and nobody else has seen it. Kids haven't got a hope of getting onto the fucking property ladder. Will you give a fucking over, lads?
All right, give your head a wobble there, John. He's all in love with you today, Katie. Neil!
My daughter lives in Spain because she can't afford a house here and she can't get a house here. Would she get one of those 440,000 euro houses the refugees are getting? Or would she get a house that some of the Ukrainians are getting? My daughter's away. My fucking heart is broken every day. There's not one minute goes past where I don't think of my daughter. And she says she can't come back because she'll never be able to get a house over here. Now, she works over there. She has her own little thing over there. She's renting a house over there. She's on the verge of trying to buy a house over there. But it will happen for her. It will happen for her over there. But I don't know. You're probably still in the house over there. Same, she's not coming back to this fucking cesspit kip because she can't afford her own fucking country. She can't afford to buy a house here when other people are getting them free.
All right, Neil, thank you. And finally, Darren.
And Katie, you have an anti-illegal immigration stance, not anti-immigration. There's a massive difference. People don't see that because they don't want to.
All right, Darren, thanks very much indeed. And thank you, Katie, very much indeed.
Am I allowed to speak now, or... You're going to cut me off. No, that really fuckers me off. Cutting people off like that when you don't agree with them. You're always big when
you're having a major hissy fit.
Yourself and Jeremy are such small minded, pathetic, weaselly little men.
Jesus. Yeah, I called you out for stuff that you've said on this podcast in the past.
I know deep down.
I make no apologies for it.
No, I think deep down you probably agree with me and you probably feel the same way.
There we go. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new episode. If you want to subscribe to our WhatsApp channel, send us a WhatsApp to 085-825-2626 with the words, "Add me." And we will add you to our WhatsApp channel. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter. I'm Adrian, that's Katie, and we'll catch you on the next one.